Fearless Tips and Talks, you will find wisdom and strength to overcome fear and anxiety in a world that feeds it.
Have you ever wished you had someone to coach you through stress and anxiety? Someone you could just pull out of your back pocket to give you a quick dose of wisdom and encouragement? Now you can. Welcome to this episode of Fearless Tips. I'm your host, Christy Bowler. God's word tells us we are more than just a body. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, this world pays a great attention to our senses, you know, what we can see and feel. And I don't think anyone would disagree that in the United States, preserving our physical body is the gold standard of living. Undergoing plastic surgery procedures, you know, to smooth out the wrinkles and, you know, tuck in that neck flap a little and cut off some flab. I mean, that's just like the norm. And we do this because we put a great deal of importance on our physical bodies, you know, what we can see and feel. Now, focusing on your body is not wrong, but it's not balanced to just care about the body alone. When we focus on one part over the other parts, we become unbalanced. So imagine a tricycle. Let's say that only the back wheel got pumped up. I mean, would that tricycle work if only one tire had air in it? Body, soul, and spirit need equal parts of air to function correctly. So I have a dream of a healthcare system, you know, that seems a little far-fetched and highly unlikely. A system in which doctors and mental health professionals and church leaders come together as a team to treat a person in three parts. The truth is, we don't just have a long way to go with the medical community. We have a long way to go with the church as well. As a result of the work I do with fear and anxiety, I have come across many men and women who have been abused by their church after admitting to have a mental health issue. I mean, upon confessing their struggles, their leaders shame them into believing their faith wasn't strong enough. They've heard like abusive comments that are like, if you've had more faith, you wouldn't be struggling. I mean, some even denounce medication and they say that you really don't have faith at all if you take it. So this abusive behavior doesn't occur in all churches, but it does happen in more churches than we'd like to admit. And as someone has took a cocktail of three different anxiety meds and antidepressants to cope with the severe panic and anxiety disorder I had, I shudder at sitting through any type of sermon where any pastor or spiritual leader would say there's no need for medication in the life of a Christian. But in that same breath, I also shudder at doctors prescribing antidepressants like Xanax, you know, like it's just candy. So what's the answer? Where is a healthy balance between faith and medication? So today's tip, I'm just going to cover the faith part. And then the next tip, I'm going to cover medication. So let's start with faith. I believe it's impossible to overcome anxiety without building your faith. The Bible is a prescription that cannot be overdosed. The Bible contains hundreds of passages that urge us not to walk in fear. The spirit of fear is not from God. Peace is from God. And when we walk in that peace of God by knowing the word of God. So here's today's tip. Overcoming fear includes building your faith muscles. So to help you build your faith muscles, I'm going to speak out my top three favorite passages on not being afraid. Then in the show notes, I'm going to list seven more. Let these wash over you, memorize them, speak them out loud. And when you are afraid, say them. Make it personal. Put your own name inside of them. I'm going to do that for me right now so you can just see how powerful this is. Christy, God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Christy, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment, and the one who fears is not made perfect in love. Christy, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let me pray for you. God, we know that we are more than just a body. We know that our soul and spirit matters. We know that the Spirit of the Lord is working and breathing and alive and active inside of us, Father. And sometimes we need to tap in to that by building our faith muscles, by understanding the Word of God, by memorizing the Word of God, by speaking the Word of God, by meditating in the Word of God, Father. So I pray for anybody today that needs to build their faith muscles. I pray that they would go to your Word, that they would memorize your Word, that they would speak it over their lives and let it breathe peace into their hearts, into their souls, into their minds. Father, we thank you that your Word is alive and active, God. I pray for anybody that knows that they need to open the Word right now, God. And I pray that that Bible that's just been dusty on the edge of their nightstand or maybe their coffee table or maybe it's just been kind of a decoration in their home, God, that they would feel drawn to it and they would open it up today and they would let the power of your Word come alive and active in their hearts. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. If you found this to be helpful, you can find out so much more in my book, Nervous Breakthrough. And guess what? Right now, you can order it on Amazon. Also, can you do something for me? Will you help us get the word out about this podcast? I would be so honored if you would share it with your loved ones, rate it, review it, and also be sure to subscribe. And lastly, and I really mean this, we want to hear from you. If you have suggestions or ideas on something that I should cover or a tip that you'd really like help on, please send us an email, podcast@fearlessunite.com. Again, that's podcast@fearlessunite.com. Thank you so much for listening.